This message was preached in the Trinity Bible Church pulpit in East Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic.
My dear brethren, let us pray. Lord, thank you for this occasion in which you allow us the privilege, the immense privilege of considering your scripture, praying to you, and listening to your word. Bless us, Lord, in this occasion, and allow us to be built up in everything we are going to speak about, and open the hearts of our listeners so that your word, your scripture, can bless them through this message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In this occasion, the title of the message is God's Call for a Mother, Imitating the Servant of the Lord. We will be considering the passage found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. It is a special service based on Mother's Day. And it states that in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, from the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in to her and said, "Hail, you that are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and will call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary replied to the angel, "How could this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Ghost will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One which will be born from you will be called the Son of God. And behold, your cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her, who was called barren. For with God nothing is impossible." And Mary said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. It was in 1905 that Anna Jarvis was orphaned. Her mother had been an ardent fighter for peace, standing out for her collaboration in caring for the wounded during the American Civil War. Following the death of her mother, Anna Jarvis launched a strong campaign by sending letters to political figures asking that the second Sunday in May, the anniversary of her mother's death, be recognized as Mother's Day. This was how, in 1912, to support the initiative, the International Mother's Day Association was created, and the American Congress finally approved the proposal in 1914. In Spain, Portugal, Hungary, and South Africa, it is celebrated on the first Sunday of May, and in Dominican Republic, on the last Sunday of May. Let's see God's description of a pious woman, and that it may provide encouragement on this day to my sisters who are mothers, and those who are not yet, such as young women, so they see the examples that God has left in His Word of those women that served Him, to be imitated, since they believed in and glorified our Lord Jesus Christ. the glorious work of God and His grace toward Mary. That's our first point. According to verse 28, from the beginning of the Lord's incarnation, God's grace was manifested so that the fulfillment of the Savior's promise would be given to men. No wonder the young virgin is told that she was betrothed to Mary and with great dreams of a future marriage to Joseph. When the angel appeared, he called her, "Hail, much favored! The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." The word "hail" was a form of greeting with which the angel introduced himself, and in his greeting he says, "Very favored." By that choice that God had made among so many virgins of the Jewish people, among all of those possible women who awaited fulfillment of the promise of the Messiah, Mary had been the most favored. Or, as the Latin Vulgate says, the Roman Catholic translation "full of grace," although they use this translation to explain that the Virgin Mary has grace in herself to give to others, its true meaning given by the context of the passage is, "You are full of the grace you have received." And this is the correct usage. This is correct because of what the text says. The Lord is with you, and you have found grace before God. Now, have you found grace before God? And I want to start my proposal, my beloved sisters. If you want to be a godly woman, you have to fulfill some steps, of course. Seek with all your heart to be a woman who strives to grow in a personal relationship with God. We will consider this reading verses 28 and 29 once again. And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, you that are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. The godly woman should seek to walk with God, and as far as it depends on her, to walk in the ways of the Lord. It was her relationship with Christ, with her Lord, that made Mary part of this passage. Without a relationship with her Lord, she would never be mentioned. There is no talk here about Mary's great talents or her skills or cunning. She was a common woman who wanted to get married, and while in those tasks, this personal call came to her. And that is why she was troubled, somewhat shocked, aggravating so great for her that it filled her with astonishment. But because who was she but only a woman from Nazareth? But she was a young woman who walked with God, and she was a pious woman. That is why she was surprised by what she considered a greeting above her personal worth. In Hebrews 11:11, it states, "But also Sarah, being sterile, received strength to conceive, and she gave birth even outside the time of the age, because she believed that the one who promised it was faithful." God uses common instruments to pour out grace in them and give glory to His name. If you want to be a very favored woman, try to walk with God every day of your life. Try to glorify Him in both small and great things. Take Him into account before starting a relationship, when choosing between being a successful woman and, according to the world, between being a successful woman according to the world's standards or a successful godly woman according to God's standards instead, which is not the same, that's for sure. Take God into account in all your ways, and He will straighten your paths. We can read in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean in your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Secondly, try to be a woman adorned with a humble character. The surprise that amazed Virgin Mary was great, because they were the greeting words of the angel that caught her off guard. She was not waiting for or hoping for something like it. She was troubled with these words and thought, what a greeting this would be. In more relatable words, all of you may recognize this phrase, are you talking to me? She was a woman who considered herself in a correct and humble way, and saw herself with fair judgment. Verse 48 states that when talking to Elizabeth in an atmosphere of trust, she says, because he has looked at the lowliness of his servant, she did not believe she was the masterpiece, the center of the world, a woman who everyone should look up to or to be obsessed with. Virgin Mary had a humble character, and my beloved sisters, this is an example worthy of imitation, that your character be humble not only before God, but also before men. Consider that although you have skills, gifts, beauty, or intelligence, all this comes from God and God alone. If we get to read verse 48, it remarks, because he has looked at the lowliness of his servant. This is not a pessimistic thought of Mary, though, but God has looked and chosen her. This is the great thing in the matter, that God pleases himself in choosing the small one, the weak. God is the center here. She acknowledges, I am his servant. Although she had heard the greeting, she did not believe that she was all that, because she knew very well who she was. A sinful woman, a woman in need of God's salvation. Verse 47 states, my soul rejoices in God my Savior. If we go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 14, verse 15, it says, for thus says the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and lowly spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. Our next point is, be a woman who seeks to know God and his will, and submits to it. Get to know God and his will. God has revealed himself clearly in the scripture, and there is something that the godly woman must understand very well. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9, verse 24, it states, but let him who boasts, boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, who practices steadfast love, justice and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. Emotions deceive us, and the confusion of the Virgin Mary was not only concentrated on the greeting, but on how it would be possible if she did not know a man. How could I have a child? How could I conceive it? She had correctly interpreted the angel's message that without the participation of a husband, she was to conceive a child. The angel provides her the answer, though. However, today we do not need angels. We do not need anything other than the scripture, the word of the Lord, to seek the will of God. My sister in Christ, be a woman who seeks the God of the Scriptures, who seeks to glorify Him in deed and truth. Blessed is she who believed, for what was said by the Lord will be fulfilled. Make the will of God a reality in your life. Holiness is the will of God for you, that's for sure. That's what it states in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. Because the will of God is your sanctification, that you depart from fornication. And verse 7 states, for God has not called us to uncleanness, but to sanctification. The direct cause of that holiness is because of His character. He is holy. Because nothing is impossible for God. The Word of God will increase your faith, and if you trust Him, He will show you great things and hidden things which you do not know, as stated in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Our next point is, submit to God's will and reveal character. My dear sisters, God's will is that you keep yourself pure, even in your marriage, not only physically, but also in your mind and heart. And when I refer to pure, I broaden my term by referring to guarding against the world and its vanity. Do not fit into the world, nor be a woman of the world. Do not love the world or the things that are in it. The woman who knows her God will live to please Him. Virgin Mary called herself the servant of the Lord. Do not wish for a more excellent title than that. For many times we wish to be famous or to be called great, titles according to the world's standard, but the Lord's standard is not so. Flee from the works of the flesh, enmities, jealousy, envy, gossip, fornication, and so on, and seek to be a woman full of the fruits of the Spirit, filled with love, mercy, kindness, patience, goodness, faith, joy, etc., the fruit of the Holy Spirit instead. Any brother would love to be nearby, to live with a woman full of the fruit of the Spirit, who cultivates each one of these graces one by one in her life. That academic excellence is something extra in your life, and is not what characterizes you, for it is the fruit of the Spirit that will make you a more authentically attractive woman in the eyes of both God and men. Practice godliness and not vanity, for the goal of godliness is for God to be glorified, but the goal of vanity is for you to receive the passing and vain applause of men. Godliness will make you useful to God. Godliness is useful for everything as well, as it states in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. But being vain will make you a stumble rock for men and yourself. When the Virgin Mary understood God's will, she said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord." Be done to me according to your word. Let this be the jewel that you use the most to beautify your physical and spiritual appearance. Now let us consider some life applications. First, number one, my beloved sister, how is your relationship with God? When someone approaches you, what is the fragrance they can perceive? Like, what a scent. She is a woman who prays. She is a woman who reads the scripture. I can smell you were alone with God today. What an aroma. Is that what people say about you? Is that what comes to mind when they think of you? Your words, your thoughts, your emotions, your clothing. Do they speak of you being a woman who walks with God? Otherwise, they will say that you are a worldly woman. Your cleavage, your tight dress, your disrespectful speech, your lack of self-control in your behavior are evidence that you are not with God, but with the devil instead. And that your companions are those of fatuous and irreverent women. Some women have lost their Christian femininity, turning into lionesses who consume others without any glimpse of grace nor kindness. And number two, may humility make you a reasonable and sensible woman. Humility enables women to overcome feminism, which tells them, free yourselves from God and everything established in His order, such as marriage. Such humility allows you to think with sanity of who you are. You should move towards what God wants you to be and leave behind those sins that make you unpleasant in the eyes of your Lord. Number three. You consider yourself the servant of your Lord because you know Him and serve Him. Knowing the Lord and His will is the evidence of wisdom in a woman. Get to know Him more excellently in His word. Consider yourself through His kind and tender treatment for you, and understand that this is the aspect of His character that you must show and reflect to others. Know your God and imitate Him. Serve Him with joy so it can be said of you, she is a true servant of the Most High. She is a sinner, yes, but still, she tries to please her Lord, and there is the evidence. Now, to our friends. Today is a special day, but today is the Lord's Day. Mother's Day is a date given by people. But Sunday is the Lord's Day not because we put it that way, but because God established it as the day that His Son rose from the dead, the day we celebrate a new creation in Christ Jesus, the day the early church celebrated and worshipped the Lord. So I urge you that more than being a day of celebration for mothers, celebrate God who has made you a mother. Celebrate that God has had mercy on you and your family. Celebrate that God has sent Jesus Christ for your salvation, your husband, and your children. Seek God because He granted you to be a mother. Believe in Christ because only through Him you received salvation. Virgin Mary said in verse 47, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Believe in Christ and rejoice. Amen.